Don Lemon's full of him.
Why didn't you write a letter that said, I understand what Don Lemon was saying?
Because
words
we're
matter,
using
and
it.
You should know that.
I understand right? that. You, okay. In order to have a conversation, you have to listen to me as
okay.
well.
Don Lemon, brought to you by Optima Tax Relief. Don't mess with the IRS. If you owe back taxes, the experts at Optima Tax Relief will get you the best possible tax settlement. Call now for your free consultation. 800-351-8385. 800-351-8385. From New York, up in Harlem. Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. You do not want to mess with the IRS. Never.
Ever.
Jay, what'd you say?
Ever.
Hey, this is a tragedy that happened over the weekend. Will Smith, 34, I'm talking about the former footballer and New Orleans Saint, gone way too soon. We don't know all the details. All they're coming out, about why 28-year-old Cardell Hayes allegedly shot and killed him after a car accident in New Orleans. Was it road rage? Was it premeditated? We simply don't know at this point. Hayes' attorney is saying no, his client felt threatened at the scene, is the only one. So it's interesting to see what the details are going to be once they fully emerge. But what we do know is that Smith is dead, allegedly by the hands of a guy who rear-ended him. The same man critically wounded Smith's wife, Raquel, during the same altercation. It seems about as senseless as any killing as it can get. Cardell Hayes is now in jail on second-degree murder charges, a $1 million bond. Details about Hayes' past are being investigated as a possible motive, just investigated as a possibility. According to a complaint, Hayes' father was shot and killed in 2005 by New Orleans police officers. That same complaint shows that Hayes filed a wrongful death lawsuit to the city in 2006. In an odd twist that is just coincidence, or maybe it's a possible motive, Will Smith was driving home from dinner with one of the police officers named in Hayes' lawsuit against the city. Smith had also spoken out, against violence in New Orleans. A few years back, when 20 people were murdered in 26 days, Smith pleaded with New Orleanians over Twitter to stop the violence. On Saturday night, his life ended at the hands of one of his own. What is also interesting, though, is in 2003, the accused killer, Cardell Hayes, publicly criticized black-on-black crime. Via Facebook, he wrote, "They say you should fear the white man, but my kind are doing all the killings." Now 28-year-old Cardell Hayes, a young black man, is one of those statistics. A black man who killed another black man and could spend the rest of his life in prison. Two lives lost.
Sad.
Very sad. We don't know all the details, but the attorneys for Hayes are saying by the time this everything emerges that he's going to be the one that will show that there was in fear of his life, and said toxicology reports will also back up his client. So we'll see.
And how's his wife doing?
She's doing better. She was shot in the leg, but she's doing better. But I mean, imagine the love of your life is gone, and now she's got kids.
Yeah.
She's got to raise by herself.